Thank you, Jesus.
For my
thank you, transgression. Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless you, Lord. God, we magnify you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, Father God. We bless your name up today, Father God. We lift you up, God. We magnify you. Hallelujah. 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 God, we bless you up today. Hallelujah. God, you've done so much for us, Lord God, and we just bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. God, you are so worthy. God, you're so awesome. God, you're so great. God, we just want to bless you, Lord. We just want to bless you, God. And give you all the accolades. Give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Give you all the glory, God, because you deserve it all. You deserve it all. Hallelujah. You deserve it all. Because you've done so much. You have proven yourself time and time again, Father God. And you have been right there with us, Father God. And we just want to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 God, we can't tell you enough. Thank you. Thank you, God. 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 For you've done so much, Lord, and we just thank you, Father God, as we cast all our cares upon you. Hallelujah! 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 God, we hallelujah! 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 God, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, we just bless you on today. We magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we can't tell you enough. We just can't tell you enough how much we bless you, how much we appreciate you. And thank you, Lord God. God, for pulling us out of that dark place, God. For taking us out of those stairs and those traps of the enemy, Father God. For helping us to understand, Father God, for giving us understanding, hallelujah. God, for allowing us to walk in the Spirit, Father God, for allowing us to walk in your presence. God, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you, God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. God, we thank you, hallelujah. God, that you hear our hearts cry. God, we thank you, Father God, that you meet every one of our needs. God, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for meeting everything, Father God. Even, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You even bless us with stuff we didn't even ask for. God, you just pour out, Father God, those little things, Lord, that we don't think about, that breath we breathe, Lord God, being able to walk, being able to hear, being able to drink water, God, we just thank you on today. We thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. We thank you, Father God, that we can cast all our cares upon you. We thank you, God, that we can give it all to you, Father God. And because we give it up to you, God, we can walk in freedom. We can be at peace. Because we know, Father God, that you will take care of it. You will handle it, Father God. You will change some things. You will touch the heart of the kings, Lord God. And you will regulate the minds of the people, Father God. Oh, we just thank you for the reconciliation, God, that's taking place between us and you. Lord God, that reconciliation, Father God, between our families and our loved ones. That reconciliation, Father God, that's even happening, Father God. We thank you for the healing. God, we thank you for the uplifting and encouraging. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you are not slack. Oh, God, that you know exactly what you're doing. You're all powerful, all knowing. You're omnipotent. You everywhere. Your eyes are running everywhere to see, Father God, what is going on. You see even in the depths of our soul. Oh, God, so we can put our trust in you, Father God, because you are not a liar. You cannot lie on what you promised, Father God. You will make it happen. And, Father God, so we're going to trust and believe you right now, Father God. That we're going to trust and believe, God, that you're going to work everything out for our good because we are called according to your purpose. It's your purpose that we are here. You called us here, Father God. It's your purpose. Each and every one of us, Lord God, even those that are in the backslidden state, God, we know that you can save them. We know that you can restore them. Those that walk the game because of their hurt on the inside, because of something that was going on and they did not understand. God, we believe, Father God, that you will heal their land too, and you will cause them to come running in, Father God, and lie upon their face before you and repent and cry out to you for help, God. Because none of us can do it on our own. It's you that secure us. It's you that help us. It's you that aids us. It's you that make it happen, God. There's nothing we can do. It's absolutely nothing we can do. It's you that impute righteousness. And it comes from our faith and our belief and our hope in your promises that you will forgive us of our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God, you're doing that thing. Oh, God, all we have to do is believe. All we got to do is just believe and have faith and not put our hands in your business. But, God, allow you to do what you only know what to do, and to make us right, to make us holy, to make us right, sanctified, and purified from the inside out, because you look at the heart. You see what's going on in the heart. And God, we're not going to be ashamed and embarrassed. Oh God, our heart is open, Father God, because we want you in there. We want you to clean it out. We want you to clean it out. All of it, God. All the hardness of the heart. All the stubbornness. All the pride. All the haughtiness. All the anger and resentment. All the unforgiveness. Even the heart and pain, God, that other people have caused, God. Oh, God, we forgive them right now. We forgive them right now. Hallelujah. Because we want to see them saved. We want to see them delivered. We want to see them free, God, from the turmoil in their hearts and their mind and torment, Father God. The Lord God, those veins on the brain, Father God, that they can't release. God, we're standing in the gap, God, asking God that you release them, God, that you help them release it, God, and understanding, Father God, that you have forgiven them, and they can walk in your holiness, they can walk in your freedom, they can walk in and have a relationship with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They don't have to stay in that dark place, they don't have to stay in that confused state, oh God, but you have sanity, you have deliverance, you have power, and you have given them power and authority. All they have to do is come in and find out who they are. All they have to do is allow you in. God, touch their hearts on today. Touch their hearts on today. Oh, God, so they won't be mad at other people, causing pain and hurt on other people. Oh, God, touch their hearts on today. God, that they won't be in a perverse state. God, that they won't be causing anger in your eyes. Father God, that they will walk before you circumspect in the name of Jesus. God, uplift that heavy burden. Uplift that fear. Uplift that drought. God, pour your water. Let your water flow. That they're no longer dry and dead. But let your water flow. Oh God, that they can bloom. That you rise up because you're calling them out of the grave. You're calling them out. you are. Oh God, let them hear a testimony of how good you are. That nobody is away and too far from you. You can say to the utmost. You can say those that think they are worse than anybody in this world. You can say those that have caused the pain and suffering. You are God to them, you. You are their child. They are your child. And you belong to them. Let them know, Father God, they are your child. And that they can be free. That they deserve it just as much as everybody. No sin is greater. No sin is greater. There's nothing greater. But all by, it's available to each and every one of us. It doesn't matter what we've done. It doesn't matter what we said. It doesn't matter, Father God, when you went up on that cross. You died for all of us. God, dispel all lies and deceits and manipulations, Lord God, in this atmosphere that's causing your people to be hindered and stuck in the name of Jesus, that's calling your people to end up in a place of despair. God, I ask in the name of Jesus. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, bring them back into your house of worship. Whomever they are, let them know, Father God, who they are. And you're right there beside them. God, let them know that no sickness can stop them. Nothing can separate them from your love. Not even unbelief. Because you're not a changing God. You have no shadow of turning. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you are right there with them even until the ends of the earth. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch. Touch your people. Remove the bitterness and the anger and the resentment because of what has happened in their life, because of what they have experienced, God. Let them know that it was necessary. And Father God, what they're going through even right now is even more necessary because it's not just about them. It's about their relationship with you. And it's about what they need to, Lord God, exemplify what they need, Father God. To be glorified in, so that you can get the glory, so the people will know that you're able to save and deliver and make us free. Let them know there's more. There's more. There is more. God, give the people a heart to go through, a heart of acceptance, Lord, that they can go through in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and not be bewildered. Oh God, and confused and try to figure it out. God, let them release it all unto you and surrender it all and not hold on to anything, God, even towards you in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, reach down and God, reach down deep. Oh God, and open up those treasure chests. Remove the mask, God, so they can see who you are, because they can see who they are. Father God, and look in the glass and understand, Father God, that they are beautiful and they were wonderfully made in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you, Lord, see about your people in every situation, every circumstance, whether it's their marriages, Lord, whether it's a relationship with a sibling, hallelujah. Oh God, whether it's a co-worker situation going on, whatever is happening in the home, oh God, we're asking you, Father God, to work on behalf of your people, work behind us and let them not use faith and hope that you are already moving. You are already making it better. It's already getting better. It's always better. Oh God, it's always greater later. The greater is coming. The greater is coming. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. God, rejuvenate your people. Rejuvenate, strengthen them. Hallelujah. Rejuvenate them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. God, put that joy down on the inside. Father God, that they will come out shining, rejoicing, Father God, regardless of whether they receive their promise or not. God, touch their minds, God. Renew their mind with your word. God, give them a desire to pray more. Give us all a desire to pray more and seek your face more and acknowledge you more. Because you already had the plan. It was already ordered. It was already laid out. God, help us, Lord, as we line up with it, as we turn from our wicked ways. God, continue to heal our land. God, we just thank you, Lord, because, Lord God, of who you are. Because of who you are. Not because of what you can give us. Because of who you are. My God. Jesus. Jesus. You are so wonderful. You are so wonderful. And God, we just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, we ask, Lord God, that you release your love in the land. Lord God, save us, Lord God. God, call your people into your house. God, and we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in all of our lives. We thank you for how you're doing it. We thank you for when you're going to do it. We thank you in advance, Lord. We can do that because you are our shepherd. We can do that because you're a faithful God. And God, we praise you. We tell you we love you and we appreciate you. And we thank you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.